What's up, what's up, what's up? You are now tuned into the Fellas Podcast. I'm Jason, we got Phil, and we got that boy Ross. Let's go!
Yo, what's up, family?
10, 9, oh my God.
Level up. Hey, what's up, family? It's the Fellas. I'm Phil.
Jason.
Ross.
And we are back. This is, our first real conversation after being back. Hopefully you guys have tuned into the first one. We talked about pretty much, you know, the gap in between then and now, what we've been through, what we processed, and all that good stuff. So today we want to talk about some real good stuff that we believe is going to help you guys because it helped us. So we want to talk about pain and purpose. Mm. It's a heavy concept. I think that, I think this is my thoughts, you know what I'm saying? So you can quote me on it. I think everybody is unrealistic until they go through pain. That's what I think. Because when you don't experience things or you have no way of relating to it, then it's like your sentiments sometimes are like superficial. But when you go through something or you can relate in any kind of way based off something you've been through, then it gives more, it gives life to your sympathy. It gives life to your, well, empathy more so. It gives life to your answers, your response. But everybody has a story, you know? And I think God would have done us an injustice if he excluded all of us from pain, because it's right. Absolutely necessary. But for the preacher's standpoint, you know, the Bible says comfort with the comfort with which you were comforted. So we're comforting you guys with the pain that we experience and just our thoughts on it.
Yeah, I think it's definitely necessary. We've all seen babies being born. And we know that it's amazing looking at the mother's eyes after the baby is born. She forget about the previous 9 months that she was carrying. All that endurance, all that pain to get to this point where when you finally really just push through and what you've been waiting for, preparing for, actually comes up. It's like pain has to happen in order for purpose to be birthed. And I think that, like I said, we talked about, you know, how those dark places and being those time frames where sometimes you're like, man, God, what are you doing? Like, what's going on? Like, hey, bro, I trust you, but like, real talk, can you like give me something, bro?
Right now.
Hey, like, can you show me like the end of the movie real quick, and then right. And then go back, because oftentimes we want to see the end before the beginning, and most movies are made with the end in mind, which makes sense, because he already knew us before he placed us in the earth. And so if that's the case, it's kind of like what we tell each other. If you can go back and talk to your younger self, you'd be like, hey, bro, just keep pushing. Like, I promise you there's victory on the other side. You were born victorious. And so pain is a part of every growth process. You just have to go through it, man. So what's your take on that, Ross?
I think pain brings back.
Ooh.
The more pain you go through, the more valuable you are to the people around you, because you can be able to relate on every level. So I can, for example, I've been divorced. So I know the pain of being divorced. So if somebody is saying, I don't know what's next, or I don't know how I'm going to do this, being that I've been through that pain, that embarrassment, you know, the friends turning their backs on me, the times where your family didn't seem like they were on your side, where you're losing your children, and you seem like you're losing everything around you.
Yeah.
But that pain brings value to me. So being that I've been through it, I can coach somebody else through and say, hey, I wouldn't take that step right now. Maybe you need to hold back on this particular thing. Maybe you need to pray about it a little bit more. Maybe this is not what you really need. Maybe I just need to breathe. So every situation that you go through, it brings you value. As a Christian, he says we're going to suffer something. So our suffering is to evangelize to other people how God is built on the other side, not to be churchy, but that's the truth about it.
Uh-huh.
So the more pain you go through, the more valuable you are to everybody, because there has to be some type of sacrifice so the glory of God can be seen through you. We don't like it.
Yeah.
It hurts sometimes. Mm-hmm. But we know that we are lambs in a sense, so we have to be slain in a sense.
Yeah.
So somebody else can be like, wow, you know, he went through it, so I can get through it. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people don't, they don't, when they go to church, they don't open up their Bibles besides or see it on the screen or whatever. So they have to see God through us.
Yeah.
So if somebody knows just a piece of your story, they can live off your faith to get through their entire story. Even though our story sometimes, because we're servants, are a little bit heavier, but being that we can walk through it smiling,
yeah,
with our heads not down,
yeah,
and we're hurting on the inside, we're still up serving, we're still going to work, we're still treating people the right way, and it's not coming off as we're being butts. When they see that, say, hey, I can do that, or I can get through it, or they'll ask you, what did you do to get through that? And then you can open up your Bible and say, hey, this is where I got my strength from.
And that's why it's important to be around wise counsel. Like, that's where you always talk about your circle. People always talk about your circle. Man, listen, your circle can either grow you or choke you.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, one of my favorite stories about pain producing purpose is everybody wants to be the butterfly. Nobody wants to be the caterpillar. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is that when the butterfly, in their process of becoming, they're in the cocoon for a while. So they have to be what? Isolated. So a lot of times in your pain, even though you might be surrounded by a crowd, you're in isolation. And it seems like God shuts everybody off from doing anything for you except him. And I remember a mentor of mine telling me that when a butterfly is coming out of cocoon, when you talk about its pain getting out of that, but you can't cut them out. Because if you cut them out, they die. They have to fight their way out of that hole, and the blood has to be able to rush to them wings for them to explode out of what once held them bound. And yeah, I know, right? Because you would have hit me back. But this is just our relationship, so y'all got to deal with that. But just the fact that, like, that it has to be that pain and the adrenaline and everything that it takes in you to just to spread your wings out and fly. Yeah, I got you that time. And fly is all worth it. So we see the beauty of it, mm-hmm, but not understanding that the whole process of it is where the true beauty is.
So something I'm thinking about, so like for people that's listening to us, we're talking about pain in this general thing, but let's get a little bit more specific. Like, where does this pain come from? Like, in our general conversation, we're saying it as it's something that works for our good. But what about the pain we brought upon ourselves? And how do we deal with the pain that we brought upon ourselves? You know what I mean? And how do we identify it as a pain that God intentionally chose to process us through? Or is it a pain that God simply allowed us to go through because of our own decisions and our own thinking?
I think it's the pain of your patterns.
Well, how do you identify it?
I think you have to, first of all, you have to accept
that's first
who you are and what you are. If you're a scumbag, you have to know that.
Scum?
No, like, for real. Like, if you just suck at life or you're a jerk, like, you have to really pay attention. If I have continuous failed relationships, I'm the common denominator. And so I have to evaluate what was it. And granted, it works both sides. But what was it that I didn't do that caused me to get to the same end result that I'm still looking like, what the hell?
So this pain is a recurring pain. And I realize that I'm the common denominator for this pain. So this pain is not something that God is necessarily putting on me. This is something that I've done because of my choices.
It's self-inflicted.
Yes.
Why? Because we look at it and you have to realize, like, when I see it, like, you got to stop.
That's good.
Because we always say, I've seen, like, well, I got to use women for this example. Because women always say, men are dogs. Some of them, I ain't going to say all. Some might say, men are dogs, they this and that. No, that's just the kind of man that you keep picking. Like, you keep picking up 7-Up thinking it's Sprite or Sierra Mist. Like, it's still a part of the same, it's the same drink. Maybe manufacturer is different, but it's the same thing. It's a lemon lime citrus drink. God didn't call you to a 7-Up or a Sprite or Sierra Mist. He might have called you to some champagne, but you keep mixing up the fizz. So what might give you the appetite was never the main course, and you have to realize, okay, what are the red flags that I keep ignoring? What are the signs? What do I do when I get to a place like that? And where can I go to get the counsel to say, hey, this is what I'm doing. How do I get out of this gap? Because once you can't, it's kind of difficult to get out of a hole that you dug by yourself. You're going to have to learn how to call for help.
You have to look yourself in the mirror first. That's first and foremost. And once you look yourself in the mirror, you have to man up or woman up, right? Mm-hmm. So if you have tendencies, like we all have tendencies, and our lives pretty much go into a cycle, you know what tendencies throw you off. So a lot of times we do things because we like the feeling of it, but we don't like the result afterwards. So we get that instant gratification right then, and we'll say, oh, we'll deal with the residual afterwards. However, once you've done that so many times, you cut yourself. Like, that's like going crazy. You're cutting yourself. You should be in a cycle. Eventually, you have to realize, hey, you know, that felt good for the moment, but I need to figure out how I'm going to get long-lasting satisfaction in what I'm doing. But that just comes with being real with yourself. And I know as men, sometimes we look at the short term. Hey, well, you know what? We've been able to get over this or get through this several times or get away with it several times. But then eventually you only have a measure of grace.
Yeah.
And eventually say, hey, well, I got you out of that situation several times. And it might not have been with that particular person or that particular situation, mm-hmm. but that particular situation, I mean, that particular problem several times. Now you got to lean it. And now you got to figure out how to get yourself out or depend on me enough to get you out of it again. Mm-hmm. But once you get out of it, you got to realize that this is a lesson that I learned. But it come to find out, we're so crazy sometimes, we jump right back in the deep end of the pool.
Because we go back to that instant gratification.
So we have to realize that instant gratification is not worth it. You know, and once you get to that point and say, hey, it might be hard right now, but there's going to be long-lasting gratification afterwards. We'll be a better person.
So what I'm hearing from y'all is, and I agree, that pain is inevitable. It's going to happen because you're talking about a pain from as a result of bad decision making, right?
Absolutely.
Bad thinking and insanity. You repeat this pattern, you repeat this thinking over and over again, and it keeps bringing about these results that are painful. That's that. But then you also talked about when we make the decision to defer the instant gratification for a really substantial gratification, it also causes for pain, mm-hmm. because that pain is different, even though it's still a choice. It's a choice to say that I choose to discipline my life, my decision making. I choose to take in information that's valuable to me to make solid decisions that are not necessarily going to instantly gratify me as far as the feeling of it. But then it could if the feeling of what gratifies you is the end result of it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a complete change in thinking as to where initially all you're thinking about is right now, right now, right now, to thinking about, you know, like Christ. He endured the suffering. He endured the shame because he knew the glory that was at the end with the discipline that he had to walk through, being and knowing he's going to be betrayed, knowing all these things are going to happen. And so you could take that same principle and say, so for all of us, no matter where you are in life, there's pain that you're going to experience. So the choice is this pain going to be because of my foolish ways, or is it going to be because I'm really thinking about what is before me and I'm goal-oriented? So my pain is I'm going to the gym, I'm going to work out, and this workout is going to be painful as hell, but the end result is what I'm going for.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. The working out analogy. Because when you lift weights, you're tearing muscle to build muscle.
Yep.
Now, you know, if you get in there and you lift weights, it's going to show. But at the same time, instant gratification is the $2 box at Popeyes.
Yeah.
It's going to be good right then. However, you probably getting about 3,000 calories in one set.
And chicken sandwiches.
They are legit. Yeah.
But, you know, if you look at it like that, it's like, yeah, the chicken sandwiches are good because I like them. I really do. However, if I get back in the gym, I have long lasting, it helps my health. It takes out my blood pressure, my sugar. It releases certain hormones to make me feel better about myself. It deals with your attitude, the way you look at yourself. And that's where we should be going with every aspect of our lives. Like, let's go for the long haul.
Yeah.
What's going to help us in the long run? It might not feel good right now. Mm-hmm. However, when I go to the mirror in 6 months and the funds are ready,
yeah,
right. I'm something ready for this beach with no t-shirt on.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? It was all worth it. But so if I eat
it was good that I was afflicted.
Yeah, I'll eat that chicken sandwich when the summer comes, that gut gonna be hanging. And that chicken sandwich is gone. It's nothing there. Like it went 24 hours later to the sewer.
Right. And it's like the pain of the pain of change or the pain of regret. Either way it goes, you gotta deal with it. So it's like I'd rather deal with the pain of change, where we know the hardest thing about working out is getting started. Mm-hmm. But once you get in that rotation, oh, you end up loving it. Like, I love this pain because this pain is giving me the pain of progression. Mm-hmm. But if I enjoy everything now, and when I get in my 50s and my 60s, my blood pressure suck, and my gut is just hanging out, I can't get rid of all these things that I put inside of me, and now I have to deal with the consequences of whatever you put on the inside of you, and now you got to deal with the pain of, I should have been better.
I mean, I agree. I think we all come to this conclusion that, as my daughter, college girl, FaceTiming me. So, I have to hit you up. So, I get this sense is that discipline, whether it's the lack thereof or the presence thereof, determines the pain that we feel. Mm. So, if there's discipline, that this pain is working for us in a sense towards our goal. It's an intentional pain that we've counted the cost of what we want to endure. And it's something that we're focused on. But if there is no discipline and the lack of discipline brings a pain, it's like a warning sign. It's like, wake up, something is wrong.
Right. Right. That's why it's important that you're always alert. You know, one of my favorite words is awareness. Mm-hmm. You know, and I get on a lot of my friends because they lack awareness. The thing that makes quarterbacks great is their ability to see things happening before it takes place.
Gotcha.
And even still, you might throw an interception. You might have a turnover. You might have missed that pass. But that's why film is so important. Mm-hmm. Because you have to like, that's the great thing about football, is that you have to continue to see, how do I get better? Because the game is always evolving. And that's how life is. It's always evolving. So you have to always analyze the previous game. And the great thing about football is this. I don't have 82 games. So every game counts. And that's the same thing with life. Every day counts. The next day ain't guaranteed. And so I have to play every day to win. Every down to win. And realize that every play is meant to score a touchdown. But in the event that it doesn't, I still need to be making progress.
That means you have to be goal-oriented. So I know for me, now it's, I have to complete this task for today, regardless of what else is going on. So I know by the end of the week, I've completed my task. So to me, that's a successful week.
Yeah.
Now, if I sit back and say, oh, I'm going to do it later, I've lost time. You know, time is the most valuable thing we have. Not money, not jewelry, not materialistic things, because we can't get time back.
Right.
So you have to invest in yourself, putting in the time and the things that you think are important to you. So
that's good.
So with that being said, I think that even with investing in us, that's going to cause us some pain. Because mm-hmm. we got to deny ourselves with discipline. We're not going out. We're not partying. Sometimes we have to deny ourselves with our families. Sometimes we have to deny ourselves with our spouses. Because there is a window of time. Hey, we need to allot this time to get this done. And if we don't get it done, that means we lost time and we two steps back. When somebody else is trying to get the same way, same place you're getting, they're heading two or three steps now because you sat back one day. So you have to be disciplined and you have to define what you want to do with your pain.
There's a book by Brian Tracy called Eat That Frog. And I want to pull it up because the whole premise of Eat That Frog is this. It said Mark Twain once said that if the first thing you do each morning is to eat a live frog, you can go through the day with the satisfaction of knowing that that is probably the worst thing that is going to happen to you all day long. Your frog is your biggest, most important task, the one you're most likely to procrastinate on if you don't do something on it. And then the next thing he says is, if you have to eat two frogs, eat the ugliest ones first. And so the whole premise is, whatever the hardest thing that is that you have to do, whatever the hardest thing is, just get it over with. And so if for me, that's a business thing. Once I drop my kids off, I have to do education. Because the world we live in is always evolving. I just got that camera, and 2 months later, there's a new one coming out. But it's the same thing with relationship. You just got married, but your wife is not the same person you married in December. Same thing with you. You're not the same Phil we all met. Like, I just celebrated 8 years of marriage. And looking back, I realized we are so completely different from 9, 10, 11 to 9, 10, 19. Like, we're not the same people. And we have to escape the thinking of what we used to think of even 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So not being trapped in that pain of the past and in exchange for the pursuit of purpose.
So I think, for a second time, we put out a lot of our pain. I think we could probably just go on
all night
on this pain. But I think the key things, well, some of the key things, I know, you know, you guys that are listening, watching, you're going to take so much from what we're saying, because we really didn't set a structure about this conversation. So we're really just talking. It's an open dialogue. Mm-hmm. It's just an open discussion. We didn't have any preset points that we want to talk about specifically. We just want to talk about what it is to us in such a way that you guys benefit just from the transparency and the realism of having this conversation. But we were able to identify that pain is going to be inevitable. You're going to have it. You're going to have it if you're disciplined. You're going to have it if you're not disciplined. And then that pain is also kind of like a gauge to go by, because it's telling you something. So you got to be mindful of it. We also talked about the fact that if you're experiencing pain because of something that you're doing, so it's your fault. It's not God bringing something on you that has nothing to do with what you've done. It's something you're doing. Then you have to accept that. Accept who you are in those decisions. Not saying that you are that decision, but accept the mindset, accept the truth, the realization of what that pain is teaching you in that moment. That pain is trying to tell you, stop, pay attention, realize who you are, realize the thinking that you're in. That's, you know, duplicating this pain. And then there's also the pain that confirms what you're doing, that affirms what you're doing, that says, keep going. That's the pain when you set out your goals and you're moving forward and you're living a life that's disciplined. That's the pain that's encouraging you. And that's the pain that's co-signing you until you get to your goal. And that's the pain that you really, really want. So I hope you guys really took something exceptional. 30 seconds. Y'all got anything y'all want to throw out?
Just persevere, man. Endure it. I'm a living witness that in your pain is where you truly find purpose. And pay attention to the things that you keep stumbling into. God is usually showing you. You might not think you need to do that, but God is pushing you in a direction, whether it's been self-inflicted or God divine. Pay attention to the signs of the road.
Gotcha.
And I think pain makes you more valuable.
Uh-huh.
The more you've been through, the more you have value to the people around you, because you have something to share.
Yeah.
Pressure.
I don't want to be around anybody that haven't been through nothing.
Uh-uh.
You know, because if you ain't been through nothing, when I'm coming to you as a friend, you won't understand
what's
going on.
I need you to have been through something and overcame.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Well, my thing is, overcame and you still standing.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of people that go through stuff, they're not here.
Sure.
They say, hey, I can't do this. They take their lives. Mm-hmm. Or they run and hide. So if you're still visible and I can see you, you've overcame it. Maybe not the capacity that you wanted to, mm-hmm. but you're still here.
Man.
So that's all I really have to say about that
stuff. Man, my thing is, pain makes you real. And it's kind of like undergirding what Ross is talking about, adds value to you. And, you know, my first statement was, you know, I don't think that there's anything that you have that's worth contributing to life if you don't have pain. And it doesn't add any realistic value to anything you say or do if you don't have pain. So, you know, I don't take that back, because I've been through a lot of pain and I found that my hell made me, my hell created my heaven.
Beast.
You know what I'm saying? So anyways, It's the fellas. I'm Phil.
Jason.
I'm Ross.
Make sure y'all follow us on social media.
At the fellas. We'll make sure we put all that out there.
Peace.
Peace. Yeah.
Yo, what's up, family? This is Philip from The Fellas. Hey, we want to definitely show love and appreciate you guys for supporting us, subscribing to the podcast. Definitely be sure to follow us on Instagram and all of our social media outlets. And please share it. I mean, somebody else needs to hear this too. Don't be selfish now. But check it out. Follow us at The Fellas, D-A-F-E-L-L-A-S underscore. And make sure you tell somebody. We'll talk to you later. Love you.